Race for Sheriff 2018, you decide, from WTCH Radio.
Good morning, I'm Doug Rogers on WTCH. Welcome to our special programming today, Race for Sheriff 2018, you decide. Our studio guests this morning include incumbent Sheriff Adam Beamer, producer Kayla McKenzie, videographer John Kupski, and Chuck Dallas, who will be presenting our candidates with questions.
Thank you, Doug. Today we're talking with incumbent candidate Adam Beamer. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Chuck.
Adam, you'll have 25 minutes to answer our main topical questions in the categories of communication, drugs, highway safety, budget, and employment. We'll then open the floor to questions from your opposer with a two-minute limit, and then we'll offer a close for you for 1 minute to talk about anything you'd like to. So our first question is on communication. How have you or how do you plan on keeping the community informed when it comes to issues that affect their safety, and what information is important to know?
Well, hey, I just want to quickly thank you for this opportunity to be here. It's something that I've always done as sheriff, is come in on the radio once a month. But I also want to say what a great weekend. We had Caroline Colorama. We had Travis Tritt in town, Neil McCoy. Youth Hunt was going on, and the right. Hawks got their first varsity win. So yep. Those are all good things and a great weekend with the Brewers win also. So,
right.
So what I've done, and I ran on this in 2014, and when I was elected sheriff as 2015, I quickly implemented it. Communication with the public is very important. It's something that the sheriff's position needs to strive on and it needs to be a focus for them. We've implemented our Facebook page. The sheriff's Facebook page was there for quite some time, but it was underused. And so we've raised those communication with our listeners and our followers. I think they used to have 2,000 likes. We're up to 18,000 people following our page. Wow. We put a lot of information out there. We put weather information, traffic, highway safety information. We put information out there of what's happening on each community. Our daily reports, our monthly reports, we put all that information out there. We just posted a photo of all the ATV routes in Chenal County. And so that's one way we communicate. We also hand out an annual report. That's the first time that's ever happened at the sheriff's office. Typically, only the county board members get that annual report. We summarize it and we hand it out to the public. We want everybody to know what's going on with the sheriff's office, what their budget looks like, what kind of crimes are happening, and it's been well received by the public with our annual report. Like I said before, I come in every month. We do a monthly radio show. Again, we talked to Doug Rogers on that show, and we kind of give an update of everything that's going on every month and what people need to be aware of. The other thing is one of the new services that we've implemented since I become sheriff. It's Code Red, and that's an emergency notification system. I'm sure you got the presidential alert that everybody right. else did. That's part of that Code Red, and it costs Chenal County about $14,000 to $15,000 every year. It's a great cost because it keeps people safe. If you get out to rural areas in Chenal County, those sirens don't work for those folks.
Right.
And so Code Red is a great notification for people that are in rural areas, and it gets the information to them directly. It even works with landlines. So it's an important service. It's one of 9 new services that we've offered since I became sheriff. And it's a great thing for keeping people notified. One example I want to give of our communication and how it works well, is when we were implementing the Safe School initiative, we heard feedback from 2 schools that weren't going to participate in the Safe Schools initiative. And I put out on our Facebook page, I had a video update, which I do regularly. And people in those communities contacted their school district, and they quickly changed their mind by the end of the day. And they're now participating in the school Safe School initiative. One of those schools got upwards to about $65,000 because wow. of it, when they weren't going to participate before. So that's how communication works, and that's how I'm accountable to the public. I let them know what's going on in their community when it comes to school safety or highway safety, And if I don't agree with something, I will use my communication skills and tools to try and keep people informed and get involved in their community.
Sure, sure. Well, and maybe you've touched on some of this with your answer, but how can we create or continue to create an overall positive relationship between the general public and our deputies?
And that's a topic that, you know, when I ran for sheriff, that was huge. You know, back in 2014, there was a lot of shootings across America. There was a lot of riots. Our president at that time really didn't support law enforcement. And there was a disconnect between the public and our community and the police department. And that's one thing I strongly believe in is it's Sir Robert Peel's principles of policing, that the public are the police and the police are the public. And we had to get back to that. And one of the things I used to build those relationships back is training. You know, we started training people in CPR. We've trained over 100 people in CPR, Heimlich maneuver. We trained over 100 people in concealed carry. We started a Citizens Academy, which never has been at the Sheriff's Office before. Mm-hmm. We bring people in there and we show people exactly what we do at the Sheriff's Office. We give them a tour of the jail. We give them a tour of dispatch. We put them in live shooting situations so they can ride along with us if they'd like. We show them the budget, how everything works. And it's really been a positive thing between us and the community, and we've really been building bridges these past few years. Just the other things that we do, we go to cone with a cop, coffee with a cop.
Yep.
We're down at the fair. We now have a booth down at the fair where people can approach us and ask us questions. So since I become sheriff, I think we've really done, we've changed the direction of the sheriff's office. We want to work with the public. It's just not a mentality where you call us and we'll take care of things. We want to work with the public and solve problems that are in our community.
Good, good. Our next category, Adam, is drugs. How does Shawano County compare to other counties when it comes to illegal drug dealing and use? And how much of the department's time is spent on drug-related calls?
Well, you know, obviously, we have drugs here in Shawano County. Believe it or not, there's drugs here. And luckily, we're not Milwaukee, we're not Marathon County, we're not Brown County, we're not Marinette County that has a huge drug epidemic going on. I would not call us an epidemic, but people are losing lives. Of, you know, the last 2 years, we've had 3 overdose deaths related to opiates. This year, we're currently at 1 death, but we're waiting on testing for 2 of those cases, and we might have 3 this year. So we average about 3 deaths every year. And that's a problem. Anytime we lose someone too early, that's a problem in my mind.
Right.
And it's something that we really work hard on. We have a full-time detective working just drug cases alone all the time. We have 2 canine officers working drug related cases. They're out on our roadways trying to stop drug trafficking. They're highly involved with the city police department and the sheriff's office when they go to search warrants. So the canines have been a great tool in that battle, in
sure.
that fighting drugs. But, you know, I don't want to underemphasize that we don't have a problem, but we're not as bad as other counties. We're below average. We're a rural county, but we definitely have issues that we need to address, that we've got to continue to work on, that we're going to need to build bridges with the community and keep fighting the good fight on
yep.
that front.
Yep, yep. So what can we do or continue to do to cut down on the distribution of illegal drugs in our community?
Well, and I kind of touched on that a little bit. So when I became sheriff, and I talk about this, we've raised the expectations at the sheriff's office. One of the things we've raised is how deputies do their job. We expect reports to be done at the end of the day. We expect them to be out in the road being present. And presence is the number one deterrent for any crime. Burglaries, drugs, trafficking, you name it. We need to be present. So we get our deputies out there. They've been doing a lot better job being present on our roadways. We've got over 70-some criminal convictions on drug cases. Our 2 canines are out there stopping the distribution of drugs as much as possible. The other thing that we're working on is preventative measures also. We work with human services for programs, getting kids in early. There's a lot of free services that human services provide. So if you see the signs of addiction in someone, whether it's alcohol, and that's the one thing I really want to mention. You know, we keep on talking about heroin and fentanyl. Alcohol is still the main drug abused here in Shawano County and by people. So we cannot forget about alcohol. So we get people involved early on in those programs. We have drug court. That's one of the nine new services that we offer here in Shawano County that was not here before. Drug court helps people break their addictions. Unfortunately, it's not a preventative one. It's more of a reactionary one, but it's something. It's helping people break that addiction and get them moving on and being a productive citizen. So the other thing that we're working hard on is, like I said, we have a full-time detective working on that. We have four other detectives that help out with drug investigations. But what we're going to start working on is all of our deputies should be drug detectives. They should all be focused on seeing the signs of drug use, transportation, sales, and try and stop that as best as possible. We recently had the largest drug bust in Shawano County's history, and that all started with a traffic stop. And that's why we focus so much on traffic safety, highway safety. You know, Timothy McVeigh was pulled over and caught by a traffic stop.
Sure.
So that's something that we preach to our deputies, that their presence on the roadways matter. And our detective, Nick Pry, has worked diligently following leads, forming informants, and he's worked with the city really closely with Detective Ryan Atkinson, and they're doing a great job trying to fight the drug epidemic.
Good, good. Are current laws at the county level fair and efficient in handling drug-related crime? And is it set up in a way that is proving success in the long term, or is anything missing?
I think currently our laws are set up fairly now. Before it wasn't. We were charging everybody criminally for marijuana, whether it's small amounts or large amounts. And that just wasn't fair to everybody. It was backing up our criminal justice system. It was filling up our jails. And it wasn't fair to the people. And I truly believe in our Constitution and the right to a fair and speedy trial. And a lot of people that were caught with small amounts of marijuana were charged, and it was held over their head, and our court system so backed up that they weren't able to see a judge or get a plea of not guilty, guilty, or be judged in front of their peers.
Sure.
So those folks can't move on with life. They can't apply for jobs with a criminal charge hanging over their head. Those kids can't apply for college with a criminal. Nobody's going to accept them. So what we implemented is something that was common sense throughout the state of Wisconsin, and we implemented the ordinance against marijuana. And it gives our deputies an option. If there's small amounts, or if, you know, let's say there's a carload of kids and, you know, there's one joint, instead of charging everybody criminally, all four of them, for possession of marijuana, and nobody's claiming possession of that joint, typically all of them will get charged. Now we can issue an ordinance violation. They can see a judge in a timely manner within a month or two. And if found guilty or not guilty, they can move on with their life and it won't hurt them down the road. And that's a common sense way to approach it. A lot of other communities have adapted that. I'm proud to say that we finally adapted that here in Shawano County, because before that, it wasn't fair. It wasn't constitutional in my mind.
Yeah, good.